This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource. Hey everyone, it's Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aircraft Electronics Association show in Palm Springs, California. I'm with Mike Adamson, who is the newly installed president of AEA. In fact, the ink is still wet on his name tag. Mike, you gave a presentation today at the opening session. One of the things you talked about is the ongoing challenge of finding people to install avionics, technicians. This is a problem across the board for a lot of industries, not just avionics, but tell me a little bit about what you see going on and what the solutions are going to be, short-term, long-term.
I think near-term, we've got a lot of things in place that will help get technicians into the workforce. I think we're unfortunately losing them to other highly competitive, high-tech fields. Some of those things may be wage-related. Some of those things may be a better marketing effort from other industries. But we're focused on creating opportunities to build a pipeline for that talent by an apprentice program, recognition through an industry consensus standard. We've got a lot of things that we're working on and actually going to start looking at the marketing side of it as well to reach out, do a better job. For many years, we've offered scholarships. We've done, aviation days. We support different programs that put on aviation days. So we've done the legwork to certainly attract students into the field, but we're not converting them, and that's a real concern. So we've got to amplify our efforts to get these folks into the industry and see what we can do to keep them in avionics.
What's going on in the general vocational training industry? There's still some trade schools out there and some colleges that specialize in this sort of thing. Is there much activity in that area?
Absolutely. We've got nearly 60 members, academic members. Most of them are probably Part 147 focused A&P programs, but they'll have some form of an avionics program, be it a short course or full semester or year program. So there's absolutely programs out there for students, and our scholarship program helps to attract some. But we're just not getting enough. And then I think the big piece, as I mentioned, the technician certification with the AET, the Aircraft Electronics Technician certification that's available, I think we can start to attract students because they can see light at the end of the tunnel. They can see there's an industry certification that's available when they graduate, and that can be used by our employers to vet a qualified technician.
Now, you offer training at AEA, correct? And how does that work? Where are some of the programs?
So we've, for the last 10 years, when we opened a facility in Lee Summit in 2008, we started offering sort of short course programs, hands-on, started with basic wiring and aircraft installation, and have developed since then, do some pedostatic classes. We do some advanced training, some integration classes, so kind of next level wiring and installation classes, regulatory courses, all sorts of things. So since our inception, we've had 1,500 students come through our headquarters, and we're basically training whenever we're not out doing trade shows or doing our own Connect conferences around the country and around the world, actually. So whenever we can fit a class in, we're doing 3 to 5 day classes every other month at the facility.
And going forward here, again, true in a lot of industries, is if you can't find the people, you can't get the growth going. So with thinking about growth here, right now we're enjoying this huge burst of activity from ADS-B installs, and when people are getting that done, oh, by the way, let's put a glass panel in. What happens after ADS-B is done, or the peak of it is done, which is probably going to be the end of this year or the middle of next year, then what?
That's a valid question, and I think to some degree we got that answer this morning. You're starting to see the manufacturers introduce products for the sort of the next phase. Not that we're done with ADS-B, as you said. I think it'll carry over into 2020. As far as the installations that still need to be done. But there's some exciting new products coming out. And, a good example of this is our membership in the South Pacific. So they're post-ADS-B. And we had a meeting there in November and was asking some of the shops, what's life like afterwards? It's really interesting. the shops that sort of saw it coming and are more progressive and you know maybe a little bit better at marketing are busier than ever, and they're talking about full panel upgrades or you know adding to their existing transponder upgrades. So it's promising. I don't know that that's you know how long that's going to last. I think that does depend on the new products coming out from the manufacturers, but based on what we saw this morning, I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay, Mike Adamson, thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA in Palm Springs, California. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.